Random House Audio presents Nature Girl by Carl Hiaasen. Read for you by Lee Adams. Chapter 1. On the second day of January, windswept and bright, a half-blood Seminole named Sammy Tigertail dumped a dead body in the Lost Man's River. The water temperature was 59 degrees, too nippy for sharks or alligators. But maybe not for crabs, thought Sammy Tigertail. Watching the corpse sink, he pondered the foolishness of white men. This one had called himself Wilson when he arrived on the Big Cypress Reservation, reeking of alcohol and demanding an airboat ride. He spoke of ringing in the new year at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, which was owned by the Seminole tribe on 86 acres between Miami and Fort Lauderdale. Wilson told Sammy Tigertail that he'd been sorely disappointed not to find a single Indian at the casino, and that after a full night of drinking, hot babes, and seven-card stud, he'd driven all the way out to Big Cypress just to get himself photographed with a genuine Seminole.
"Some dumbass bet me $100 I couldn't find one," Wilson said, slinging a flabby arm around Sammy Tigertail. "But here you are, brother. Hey, where can I buy one of them cardboard cameras?"
Sammy Tigertail directed Wilson toward a convenience store. The man returned with a throwaway Kodak, a bag of beef jerky, and a six-pack. Mercifully, the airboat engine was so loud that it drowned out most of Wilson's life story. Sammy Tigertail heard enough to learn that the man was from the greater Milwaukee area, and that for a living he sold trolling motors to walleye fishermen. 10 minutes into the ride, Wilson's cheeks turned pink from the chill, and his bloodshot eyes started leaking, and his shoulders hunched with the shakes. Sammy Tigertail stopped the airplane.